Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. Today is July 16th, 2016. So we'll clear the date if those numbers are connected to you. So here we go, releasing these numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm yawning, so I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That should feel better. And let's release from you one of your programs, pain, suffering, emotional densities or something, or fear, whatever you're looking at, you know, what's, you know, fell upon you that you're dealing with. So let's release that one issue. Here we go. Focus on it. Releasing it now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And we'll activate as many as you have up. So here we go. These will be male energies coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll bring our co-host on. So, Anne, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Welcome, and welcome to all our listeners. It is Saturday night, so that means for this show, it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. You're listening to Ron Ametron, and it's the Creation Lightship Healing Show. This is a very wonderful night to be on with us live because we'll be taking a trip where you'll be bilocated to Creation Lightship and can request a physical healing. So that'll come up a little further along in the show. And we have a lot of healings to talk about tonight and a lot of questions that people have. Actually, Ron, before while we're on sort of the subject of the light beings, you can access a picture of the light being through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, or there's a link to it when you go to the BBS Fast Chat page. Also, on the Fast Chat, you can send us a message if you have any questions or anything while the show is going on. You can also send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com anytime. Well, you can send the Fast Chat questions anytime as well, and then we'll get them during the show. And so someone's question, Ron, is about the light beings. Can the light being picture be too small?
Boy, well, you know, if it's the size, you know, of a stamp, a postage stamp, I guess that would probably, you know, do. But you know, you want the energy to come through to you, so you know, it would still work. You know, I would at least have it, you know, if you could, maybe, 2 inches by 2 inches, if you had like a cell phone or something. You know, normally you want to get it up to a larger picture. So that's what I'd say, the larger the better. So back to you.
Okay. I think that what people might be thinking of is maybe their cell phones, and also certainly if you have your cell phone and that's all you have with you, then that picture is going to be big enough. You want to have the energy, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. I forgot to say that when we go to the Lightship, Ron brings us to different rooms. So if you've been on the show before, you will have heard of that. If you have a favorite animal that you really would love the true energy of, you can make a request. We're already starting to get room requests, Ron, for tonight. So if you want to send those in to me, I will pass them along to Ron.
Yeah, just mention them since I'm remote right now, so that'd be great.
Yes. Okay. And we have last night, you did a sample of the space holders. Gosh, is it? I guess it's still a clearing. It just works differently because it's one of the only times you actually input something into our bodies. You always talk about taking things away and out, removing densities, et cetera, Ron, but this is actually putting something in. So we have a testimonial about that. The space holders Ron brought in during the Friday night show are creating such safety and peace in my body. They make a huge difference. A big thank you in advance for putting this clearing on the website. Perhaps we could use the alien keyword intercept and enter space holders in the body part. Oh, and the body part where you want the space holders in the entry box. And another listener recommended, made the same suggestion that you said last night you want to give that free and you'd add it to one of the healings. So two different people suggested alien keyword intercept.
Okay, I'll check on that then.
Okay.
For a newbie or somebody brand new, the name of the clearing wouldn't indicate that you're getting space holders. That's the only thing. But yeah, you could do that if you wish. So if you want to just run it that way, since you're listening to the program before it gets put up, that'll work fine.
Right. And so what you may end up doing now is giving it its own page, Ron. Do you think that's what you'll do?
Yeah, more than likely. Yeah.
Okay. So we have another new clearing, the new advanced timeline crash. And how is it put? Parallel lives removal. We have a question. What is the difference? I used to do timeline crashes for a specific incident connected to a whole life clearing before you had this advanced version. Not sure what that did or could do. Parallel lives differ from timelines versus dimensions and so forth. So I guess that they're just looking for a little more information about the new timeline crash, Ron, if you could explain it.
Not until I get it up. I'll have to look at it myself to see the differences.
Okay.
Parallel lifetimes are all timelines that you're living on. So that's what we talk about. Abductions is timelines. Parallel lives are timelines. So the new page is just going to be a little more comprehensive, so you won't have to enter as much on there, because the initial page that we put up, or the pages, like you're talking about there, is real good. But maybe some people outgrew them, So, wait till I get the page up so we can look at it and see, we're going to be adding more to the page. And the main thing is it has the vortexes on it. That's what you want to clear out of your house and locations, different places. Maybe they have a vortex in your shower. Things happen there, or, when you're sitting on the throne, things happen on your bed for sure. Probably where you eat, if you eat a table every day, you have the same spot probably, everything else. So you want to feel those vortexes out, especially on your floors where you're walking. So back to you.
And also, I would just add that this new timeline crash in no way takes away from all the timeline crashing work we've all done throughout these, past few years since you've been offering that. Correct, Ron?
Yeah. So, it's just another way of putting it up in a different way, different selections that you can do. So it actually just makes it a little more easier for people. So back to you.
Okay. And also last night we were talking about, someone had a question about the alien clearing, and I believe they wanted to know how effective it is to put unknown in. You have a whole list of aliens. Alien races to clear. So somebody sent in their opinion about that. So, Ron, recently you spoke about if we had time to run every alien race that is listed on the alien attack page, if we had the time, so it would be a good idea to do it. Well, I've been using this page for a couple of years now, 24/7, 3 to 4 windows up. I first look at the list and ran a couple of races that popped out of me, and then I just put in unknown. So I took your advice and started to put in each race for 120 minutes each. I had to get out of the mindset of, oh, how long is this going to take? So I'm doing it. And there are some races that are really heavy and need to be cleared. So thanks, I needed to do this.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. When you put unknown, it'll be the ones that are maybe connecting with you on a stronger level, you know, given maybe they're contracted to you. And so unknown will get rid of those. But the ones that maybe are a little more passive possibly may not ever be touched, you know, because they're just looking at the major ones that are affecting you. And there's so many listed there that, you know, you're probably being connected with, you know, many of them, not just one or two or three, you know. So, yeah, it's always good to scan what's there and just try to see which race tends to, you know, pop out at you, we'll say, and then do that race. So, yeah, it is good to go through them if you have the time. It does take a while, but you may find, like what this person said, you may find one that's really heavy that you never even heard of before. And then you know, wow, I better keep on this one for a while. So back to you.
Well, I get this too, because when I first started doing that healing, I did that, all the, you know, same things. I put in unknown because I have never heard of any of these groups. I don't know. But then I remember that conversation and I thought, okay, so now I always go down really all those lists because you say you don't know what you don't know. So you've been kind enough and helpful enough to give us those lists of alternative things to heal. And so now I just do them all. I just keep going down the list and from current life and parallel life and do each one.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of parallel, okay, there's a question. Parallel removal, and this is not about the new healing. It's about the parallel lives. I'm running the clearing using multiple windows for different years, 1 through 13, to complete it quicker. Is this okay?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. I'm just trying to see if you're leaving any space for them to come in. Yeah, I don't see any problem with that because you are clearing out one area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get everything cleared out, then it probably won't be in existence. So, assuming that you get all of them, okay? And then you can work, you know, up to your current age, maybe in different segments if you wish. Because the early years like that will also trigger later years. Because sometimes, you know, the alien may be on vacation, you know, for a long time, and they know about you, but they don't need your energy because they got somebody else who's maybe more active than you. And then they come back to you, you know, 30 years later or something, and you go, wow, I'm having stuff happen to me, and it feels like deja vu. So, you know, you do want to kind of get rid of all the timeline crashes, we'll say, so that when they do look in their records and try to find you, because they're going to be looking for you according to, say, the signature of what you've been doing with them. And if it's no longer there with you, as you get brought back from all these timelines, then they're non-existent and they're not going to know what to do next because the information is removed. It's like hitting the delete button on your computer. No, if not, then it's like the system restore, you know. If you didn't get all of them, then they'll just restore you back again. And may not be as bad, but they still have you. We're trying to get them out of your life. And so how many do you do? That's up to you. Just keep doing them until you feel like, you know, you got them. So back to you.
Okay. Next question. Explain the sign of signs and symbols removal. They're specifically asking, are you referring to literal signs that are all over the place and posted, or things like crop circles and logos and trademarks? What exactly, you know, are we supposed to be clearing with the signs and symbols?
Anything that's related to you, that you have, you know, a pull on or feel like you're connected to it. So, yeah, you know, what you're saying is correct. And, you know, maybe there's some geometric shape that was used in a ceremony, you know, 4,000 years ago, and it's in your DNA. And all of a sudden you go, well, I see this here, you know, it looks like something that I see like on one of the gas station symbols or something, you know, and looks kind of familiar. Maybe I'll just clear that. Well, it starts getting rid of stuff. So remember, you don't know what your ancestors have done in their lifetimes, and now you have that particular situation. We'll just say, call it a gift, which it may not be. I'll just say a curse from them, because you're carrying on their lineage and expressing to the aliens what where you are with their development of you and how they created you. Remember, when they work with somebody, you're like being recreated in the image and likeness, you know, of their God, of God energy. So if they start manipulating you in a test tube before you're born, you know, they're playing God with you, and that's what the aliens do. They are that God energy. And then from there, you come out, and now they're tracking you throughout your lifetime. So that could have been done, you know, say 10,000 years ago with you, you know, with your ancestors, I should say. It could have been you, too, as you had a body, you know, with your soul family. Normally you incarnate with soul family energies all the time. But so it could have been you, and you know, you're just reliving your ancestry. Or it could be somebody else completely different that maybe was a test tube baby back then, and they wanted to see through each lifetime as the person is changed and born according to the alien's will, we'll say, then they want to keep tracking you. So that's what they do, is they want to check up to see how you're doing, because you are their creation. So back to you.
Okay, and on the new advanced timeline crash, one of the steps is alien repeating pattern removal. This relates to patterns in clothing, carpets, fabrics, etc. Aliens can place implants / info into the patterns in order to take you into timelines. So that's one of the things that gets removed.
Yeah, one of those patterns is like that paisley print, you know? That looks like an octopus tentacle, and they're all around. So...
And also things like wallpaper, I would think, Ron, like if you had certain wallpaper in your home as a child or something that might have met things in it, or if you have a memory of it.
Yeah. But the more you start finding out, remember, it just takes this information that I'm giving you that you probably have heard before, I imagine, maybe not. But, you know, you sort of get overloaded at first. You go, oh, boy, you know, like it's hopeless here. And in a sense, you know, it sort of is. But as you start clearing out this stuff, you may just do some clearing that you just think, oh, let's do it just for the heck of it. You do this clearing and you go, man, what happened? My life is, like, improved, you know? My big toe used to hurt, and I did this clearing because I saw this symbol, and I just thought maybe I should clear it. And now my toe isn't hurting. Well, maybe you were hooked up to some kind of electrode, you know, and I kept hitting your toe. See how fast you can jump or something, you know, and you get rid of that energy, and you go, wow, life is getting better. It's just because of a clearing that to you seemed like it was just like, you know, how could that even help me, you know? So, yeah, you don't know what they do to you. Remember, they're in control of time. And where are you when you're not here? And how long are you not here when they have you? That's why you want to be in the now and do the mind to heart drop. That's your only protection that you have, is to be in the present moment and to be on what we call it the CLS timeline. It's actually the NOW timeline, but that's an easier way of putting it. You want not to be on timeline. So, you know, as soon as you start thinking, you're on a timeline. The source energy never gave you mind energy to think with. So, you know, some churches call it the mind of God. You know, I know one of the churches, New Age ones, Religious Science, you know, they talk about that, you know, spiritual mind treatments and stuff. And, you know, that's all the darkness energy because it's mind energy from the aliens. You know, unfortunately, that's what happened. So when you have these energies that you're connecting to, praying to, without even realizing it, doing some type of spiritual practice, prayer work or whatever, you're hooked up. You don't want to get hooked up. You want to backpedal out of all the stuff that you learned. And, you know, you want to be not thinking. You want to be like a baby, not thinking, just, you know, being in the present moment, enjoying things instantly in the now. Otherwise, you start thinking, and your thoughts take you on a mind trip, and then from there, where are you? You know, you're dealing with darkness because of all these thoughts that you have had. And then you're abducted onto those scenarios. So that's basically it in a nutshell. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I forgot to ask you earlier, could you clear aliens out of our spaces for us in case they want to go?
Yeah, so what I'll have everybody do is just select a location or a space. Maybe you have a headache and you think that they're in there drilling your head or something, but this is up to you. So you now are you going to use your free choice, free will, to indicate where you want these aliens released from. So I'll count to 100 to release them. Will I get all of them? I don't know. We'll see, you know. So, but they will leave because you have no way to get out of here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Feel a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. So, see how you're feeling. So, back to you.
Okay, we had a listener write in to remind us, Ron, that you wanted to do some more space holder samples on tonight's show. Do you want to do that before we go to the lightship or after?
I'll do it before.
Okay, it's about half. We're about at the halfway point. It's almost half past the hour. Do you want to do that now or?
Yeah, I'll do that right now. Then we'll go to the lightship in
okay.
About 50. So here we go. Need to have a location in your body that you want to have space holders in. So typically, if you have any pain in your body, your spirit's not there. So that's where you want to have them come into you. Maybe you possibly had maybe an operation or something, or maybe you have a pulled muscle. We'll just look at this here. We'll talk about operations. So you had an operation and you have maybe scar tissue, possibly. Maybe you have a scar where the incision was. Maybe you have something going on with the muscle or something. Or maybe you had a broken bone. So request, and it could be in the similar area, okay? So, like if you had something with, you had like your appendix taken out, they're going to cut through, different layers of skin and muscles probably and everything else to get to that. So you could indicate all these areas right now because it's all related. I just don't want you to go sideways and go my neck and my toe and my, my thigh and this and that, So here we go. Think of these locations if they're all connected. We'll bring in space holders. So 1, 2, 3, kind of heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So I'm just thinking, some people have a very vivid dreams, okay? So maybe, you know, you go to sleep and you get this dream and something happened and you wake up and you got a bruise on your shoulder or something or a cut. And you go, well, how did I get that? Well, typically your spirit got stolen from you in that location because it's probably still on that, you know, timeline, parallel life timeline. So you may want to put space holders in it instantly to help your body out so that you don't have another invasion, you know, from the body snatchers. That's what they do. So anyway, back to you. Hello, Ann. Are you on mute? Hello? Hello?
Sorry. I'm here.
Yes, all right.
We have a couple of requests for rooms tonight. Do you want to wait a few more minutes, or do you want to go do the...
It's kind of up to you. Do we have any more things coming in?
We do. We do. We have still quite a few...
Yeah. One after the other real quick.
Okay.
Get a bunch of them in.
Okay. The new clearing says it is single usage when attempting to purchase it. Is it actually unlimited?
Is that the one that we're talking about?
Yeah, the new one, I believe they mean.
It is unlimited usage. Yeah, it is unlimited usage.
It's $150. I didn't see the word single usage, but it does say each. That might be what was confusing. I'm not sure. But it's a forever unlimited clearing.
Yes,
and then also, same listener, can I charge other types of beverages when water charging is being done, like juice and kombucha and sparkling water?
Yeah, you could, but, you know, okay, let's just say that you have your Pepsi-Cola in front of you, right? And you go, boy, I want to have some energy put into my Pepsi-Cola. Well, what the light beams will put in there is what your body needs. So now you're going to have whatever's in the Pepsi-Cola plus what your body needs. It might taste different afterwards, but I don't think it would be quite as effective, okay? You'd have to try it and see what it does. It will add something to it. Well, you know, if it's detrimental to you, it may not be quite as effective for your body because it's not just water, okay? But, you know, give it a try and see. Maybe it might add a different flavor to it or something. So back to you.
Okay. I believe that you can also, I think this listener is talking about when you are having your healing calls, but if you want to try that, you can also do a different kind of beverage on the object clearing. So you could always test that out for a dollar and see how your juice tastes.
Yeah, that's what I would do is kind of sample that. Do that clearing with different things and just see what you think of it. Because you surely wouldn't want to do like the Wednesday call and to do water charging, and to find out that it's not as effective, you know, for
right.
you. This whole
right.
thing for the whole day to drink, and, you know, it's designed just for water. So just give it a try and let us know.
Okay, next question. Are parallel planets physical or spiritual?
Well, I'll take the word spiritual out of it. So are parallel planets physical? Yeah, in their dimension, they're physical. Yes, they are. Just like the one you're living on. Remember, when you're not here, you're on one of those planets and it's physical. Remember, when you're not in the present moment and you're thinking a lot and you're doing things, then you are not on the now timeline. So that's about all that I can really say. If you're not in the present moment, you know, do the mind to heart drop, you find out really quick, use your finger exercise to see where you are. And if you're not in the present moment, then you are not on planet Earth, okay? You're on a fabrication, a hologram. So, you know, if you're enjoying what you're doing, then you're in the present moment also, and you're on planet Earth. But when you start thinking a lot about something, then that will bring up other thoughts, and then you start creating maybe mind looping, possibly situations, bringing up stuff in the past, bringing up your fears. Then you're not here. You're elsewhere, and that's your self-fulfilling prophecy. And one fear will trigger another fear, just like the dominoes, you know, falling down, you know. So you just need to realize that you need to be in the present moment. And wherever you go, it's going to look real to you. So, and that's the way they are. You copy and pasting. So back to you.
Okay. On the natal barcode clearing, can I do one part one and two at the same time?
I can't recall what's in that clearing. So I can't answer that one.
Well, you can't do it on one page. What it is you put in your word or phrase that you're clearing, and there's a part one. You could then open a second page to do this exact same words and click part two. The clearing won't let you click both buttons at one time. So, and what the natal barcode is doing, it's going across the words, the letters, in one direction, and then part two is going across the second direction.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see any reason why you couldn't do them both at once on separate tabs, yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, somebody, we've talked before about people, you know, how much spirit people have in their bodies and that it's something you just, you know, can't really do that much about. So someone wrote in, I am in low percentage of spirit and it's okay. Thanks to Ron, I now accept having less spirit than normal, and I feel totally incredible as myself. Before, I used to believe it was all over, and now I believe it's a blessing, even if it isn't. Exactly, but I understand what they mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you came in with, what you lost, or anything else. What you have is what you have. And, you know, just, you know, use what you have. Yeah, don't give it away any longer. Don't sacrifice it, you know, to the aliens, you know, and, you know, start doing that space holder clearing. You know, what one could they use it on now? What free clearing could they enter that into?
Well, someone said the alien keyword intercept.
Yeah.
And you said that would be okay.
Get it up. Yeah, do that one until we get it up.
Until we get it up. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Is it okay for me to do the abduction barcode and just leave it on 999 minutes, 24/7, and just run that for like a year? Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. A lot of people have a separate computer and, you know, they leave things on like that. Yes. So what I would do, you know, like I mentioned, if you are under attack or something in your life, you know, isn't working right, then you may want to get a second computer and just keep running the clearing for whatever that issue is that you're dealing with, okay? And then have another computer running for just, you know, your normal clearings and stuff. Yeah, I do have a lot of people who are running the alien attack page continuously. and they only run it because they think, I don't know, I better stop this year. And they stop it after a few days. They go, wow, what a difference it made when I used to have it on. I better put it back on again. So that's the reason. But, you know, you may want to get another computer. You can always ask your friends if they have an extra one. Most people, you know, have computers, you know, extra ones, or they know somebody who can sell one cheap or something. Remember, they upgrade them so often now that, you know, an old Windows, probably 95, if it worked, would work fine for the website, you know. And you can just load them right in there. And as long as you don't turn the page off, once you hooked it up to the Internet one time, and you don't need the Internet on to run the clearings, well, once you're on that page, just don't close it out. And you can change the timer. So if you have it on for, like, you know, 600 minutes and it comes up that the clearing has stopped, then you can go into the timer and or just go on to hit the start again on it, start the healing, start the clearing, and then it'll go for 600 minutes again. Or you could, you know, what I would do is just probably put it, some people just put 9999 on it. And then when it stops, they go in and they hit start again, and it starts running over again. And, you know, just don't get off the off that page or close it out, I should say. You could have other tabs up, and they could be running too. So if you don't know about that, just go to somebody at one of the stores, and, you know, they could probably help you out, maybe a repair shop or something for computers. You know, most people are pretty knowledgeable. So back to you, especially the young.
Okay. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about vortexes. Someone wrote in, I walked through, in quotes, something today. It felt very strange for a few seconds and stopped me in my tracks. Is it possible I walked through a vortex?
I would say yes. Uh-huh. I remember, I think a couple of years ago, there was people talking about walking and stepping into holes because the blueprint wasn't created all the way yet. And then they would fall over and skin their knees or something, and they knew that they stepped into a hole, but when they looked back upon the sidewalk, it would still look like a real sidewalk. So sometimes they're just creating the hologram as you're walking through it, okay? And the last couple of days, they've been trying to bring in timelines to kind of mesh with the other timelines, you know, the real timeline. So, you know, things are always different. You know, it's like a Wayne's World, you know. Everything is goofy here. They'll get better, hopefully. So, anyway, let's go to the light ship, I guess. Unless you have another question there.
No, that's fine. It's a great time to go to the light ship. Always a good time.
Okay, so I'll have you give me the room if I need them here. So here we go.
Okay.
As usual, this only works now in the now timeline, which means you have to be listening on the radio program when we're doing this particular, you know, light ship healing. So you won't go to the light ship if you're on an archive. If you're listening live, you're ready to go. So you're by located. You won't leave your room, but you're going to be on the light ship, and you're going to be out of time. And it may feel a little different, you know, to your body, because you're not going to be connected to anything, because source energy doesn't do any connections to anything, doesn't do any cording, doesn't have any memory of anything. So when you're on the light ship, you need to specify what you want to have, you know, worked on. And normally just do one thing, because the light beings will see you and see you as, well, you look okay. You know, and if you don't say anything, then nothing gets done. You may feel some peace energy. You know, there are rooms that we go into where we do generic things like the detox room and stuff, but basically, you know, you don't act, you don't get, because they're not going to go against your free will of having, you know, a pain in your shoulder or something, and they're not going to fix it for you because they think it's a neat thing to do for you. No, you created that. They don't want to take that away if you created that. So, and they're not in judgment. So what you have is what you have. So here we go. Going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, plus yourself, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you may notice the room change slightly around you. It might feel a little more spacious, possibly. It's definitely in peace. So here we go. I'm going to go to the hot tub room first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I see a white colored, like milk substance, sort of the way it looks here. Next, we're going into a room that has, looks like I'm seeing turtles. So we'll go to the turtle room. There's three turtles coming to you. And I'm seeing ones that swim. If you want to have like the desert tortoises, so we could go to that room. That's kind of neat. Right on a desert tortoise. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sunflower room we're going into. Request your healing. Many, many, many sunflowers. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, what room, Dan?
The deer room.
Okay, well, people like deer a lot, so here we go. Oh, boy. Hey, your choice of what type of deer. Here we go. So one, what type and what size? So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll tell you after we get down here. I just thought of something. Here we go. Let's next room, man.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Oh, this is great. So here comes the squirrel. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to where the foxes are. So fox energy, stronger and stronger. That's great. And let's now go into another location. And we're going to go into the room that has the polar bears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another room.
Parrots.
Parrots. Oh, boy. Okay, here comes the parrots. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another room.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
How about the floating magnet room?
Okay, that helps get rid of some pain energy. So here we go, floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Amethyst crystals detox.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The centrifuge room.
Okay, this is for high energy that are a little more stubborn. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so let's come back from the light ship. So coming back down, bringing your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. Coming down, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there we are. So what I've seen, in fact, I'll just see if anybody else has seen this here. I've seen cows. These are normal-sized cows. So we kind of call them alien cows. But they're, the middle part of their body, which is probably, we'll just say half the size of the cow in the center, okay? Like from their behind their front legs to their where their back legs start. So the cows are black, and the center portion looks like it's sheep wool. So it's almost like it's white, like a whitish tan color. And when I first saw these, I thought, oh, you know, maybe because I saw them in the winter, I thought, gee, the farmers put the ranchers putting on some kind of coat over the cows that won't get cold, you know. And then I'm looking and there's like 100 of them. And I go, these look really weird. So has anybody seen cows that, you know, the front and the back is black and the middle section, we'll say, or, you know, over half the cow is white? Just like they put a blanket around it. So I'm just curious. So back to you.
Okay, very interesting. I just wanted to bring up, Ron, that you said before we went to the light ship that there are some, you know, weird timelines they're trying to kind of bring in. So I just wanted to check, shall we continue running the Earth protection?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and I would guess it's really important to keep commanding to be on the CLS now timeline of light.
Yeah, and just keep doing your, well, you need to do that, but, you know, the mind of heart drop will bring you there. So I don't want anybody to be too mental thinking that you got to keep doing this over and over again, because that puts you into mind energy. You need to do the mind of heart drop, command your spirit, get your spirit involved with your life. So this is here to express through you. So I would just suggest doing the mind of heart drop rather than, you know, trying to keep on the CLS timeline. Do the mind of heart drop instead. Back to you.
Okay. Production. How long? Oh, if you've been abducted, is there a time limit, like that? How long before you'd be unable to bring yourself back from abductions?
Well, everybody's been abducted. You're abducted every 10 minutes. That's if you're not in the now. So every 10 minutes, you're a different you, because a different race has you and creates you. Remember, they're the God energies. So they take your last blueprint, the last hologram of you, whatever word you want to use, recreate it, and then recreate your surrounding area, your house, your workplace, or whatever, and pop you into it. And so every 10 minutes you're abducted, unless you're in and do the mind of heart drop and you stay peaceful and you don't think a lot. So what's the question again now about how long it takes to come back? Or
right, is it, you know, like I guess they mean if you were abducted a long time ago, can you bring yourself back from those abductions?
Oh, yeah.
Using your clearings, okay.
Yeah, you can. You just need to kind of figure out, well, you know, what the situation was. What I would do is, you know, people are listening now, they go, I don't know, you know, this is all news to me, you know, brand new, and I, you know, and I'm a little fearful. Well, think of when you had a situation to where you're probably in fear or a lot of pain. That right away is an automatic abduction process, because they want to get you and copy and paste you on many timelines. So you are abducted into timelines, into parallel lives, same thing. And so find out when that was. You know, maybe you had an operation when you were 12. Well, you were abducted then. And so, you know, to do the operation, you know, and also, you know, find out what happened to you. Maybe you broke your arm and they had to reset it or something, and they had to put you to sleep, you know. So during that time, you're probably abducted. And also when you broke your arm and the pain. So you may want to clear a couple of days of that. And if you know when it was, then, you know, you're much better off. But, you know, normally just indicating a broken arm that you have when you're around 12 would probably be sufficient. And you may want to start keeping track of those incidences if you're going to be doing the other clearing that we're going to be putting out, which is the, the new clearing. I forgot the name of the clearing, the body blueprint renewal. So I'll be dealing with that, working on it probably the next month here. I'm a little behind because of all the alien stuff. So living in the moment, you can't always be that dependable on what you're choosing to do, because things change. I would love to have, you know, some nights of good rest, which I don't normally get. You know, I might get one or two a month. You know, and you're doing other things out there to keep people safe here, like getting rid of the aliens. So, anyway, so it's a little more difficult for me, being in the present moment, to say I'm going to do something and I just can't follow through because other things take precedence. So, back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, what exactly do I write in the intercept clearing, the alien keyword intercept, for the space holders?
Well, you want to put down, you already have your name in there, so that's the first thing. The next thing is where in your body you have a situation going on. And just make it very simple, you know, a headache, you know, maybe right side above the ear. something like that, stub my toe, my knee hurts, then from there you want to then, have the space shoulders, come to you, and you want them to stay in that location. And you may even want to get, have their fascia at night with, like, pins. And so what you may want to do is put some space holders, in your feet to see if that will ward off the aliens from attacking you. Now also, you're having let's say your normal day of having life, and all of a sudden you get this pain in your right side. You go, oh, God, that really hurts. What happened, Well, you're being probably, experimented with, and they suck a needle in you. Instantly, you want to put space holders there. So you may want to find a computer to do that.
Okay.
So,
I have another testimonial about the space holders that I overlooked earlier. Hi, Ron. The space holders did help reduce the pain on my part of my body. I've had so much pain there that I just had learned to live with it. Thank you so much for all you do for us.
That's great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Hi. I found myself at a Quaker minister's memorial recently. I felt all that sadness and walked out and put on the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth on YouTube. I then put on the entity removal. I plan to remove curses and hexes. Should I put on any other clearings? Thank you for your help.
So did the person go to a funeral? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Entities. You want to do entities?
Yes, they did that.
Okay. Then from there, let's see here. If you know the person, you may want to, buy the clearing to, if it's fairly recent, do the deceased loved one's spirit so that it can be taken out of here. And then also maybe do the emotional body so the emotional body won't be tormenting people. So those two you may want to do. If you're having reoccurring thoughts about things, then you may want to do the mind loop clearing. And if you relate to the person's death, possibly that could maybe be like maybe the reoccurring event clearing for you. It all depends how close you are to the person. Maybe you just had to go there because you had to do an honorable mention, So kind of look at that to see, and find out what, everything that you do, there's a reason that you can look at to help you out on the clearing, So kind of look at life itself with that event. Maybe you have trauma in your body from going to funerals, and now you went to another one, and maybe you really didn't want to go, but you had to. Well, maybe you're afraid of death. Maybe there's something going on from your past DNA that dealt with the funeral. So I always kind of research everything. And I would also check on, since you went to the funeral, check on the date, whatever that was, when the person was buried, because that could be a dark side sacrifice date, and they buried the person, okay? And they're using that energy of the burial or the service from whoever talked about the person. That could be also attached for the sucking energy out of the group of people there because that's what the aliens do. They use those dates, and they use the energy pools out there. Maybe that was a sacrifice. So, back to you.
Okay. So, another person who made the suggestion that we use the alien keyword intercept disconnection for the space holders has a question. Could we also use this clearing to do the Be Here Now, since it has a way to set the timer for longer than 10 minutes? Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, I don't see why not. But still do the Mind a Heart Drop. You know, the Mind a Heart Drop, you know, should keep you, in fact, maybe somebody could write in, when they do the Mind a Heart Drop, how long can they stay in peace and not think a whole lot, okay? You shouldn't be thinking at all, but people do think. But, you know, how long can you keep and hold that energy? Because the more often you do it, the more you're in peace. So I'd like to know if anybody would like to comment on that. So back to you, because you don't want to get too mental and worry about, oh, I didn't do the Be Here Now clearing, you know, oh, geez, I'm away from my computer, this and that. Yep, you know, the Mind a Heart Drop works anywhere. Get up on an airplane, could be swimming, going on your walk or your hike, you know, eating dinner, and anything. You know, it takes 20 seconds, so. Plus, people probably will not want to connect to you when you do that because now you're not on their timeline. And that's probably the main beneficial thing is that when you're in the present moment, you're on your own timeline. And your own timeline is going to bring forth what you are choosing to have on it. So when you look at it that way, you want to be on the now timeline. You don't want to be in chaos. And, you know, you watch TV and you see things and it puts you into a situation of thinking and, oh, these poor people over there and this and that and the other. Or, man, that plane crashed and look at all the people that is there and all the smoke and the fires. And by the way, you're on those timelines. You're right there living with them. And now you're with everybody else watching that. So you want to be in the now timeline. Doesn't matter what happened with other people on the planet, you want to be in peace. So the news is just there to take you out of peace, to hook you up to alien timelines. So back to you.
Okay. Here's an interesting question. On the chakra clearing, which is a really good one, could you put in after your name to close up your third eye?
Yeah, you can try that, yes, uh-huh, and also close down your crown chakra. So you know, you could do that to close your third eye, which is, you know, number six and also number seven. You could try it and see how it works, but a lot of times your body is used to having these things open because, you know, it has these things for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, so it's more difficult to have them shut down because the aliens want them open.
Could you do that for us now, Ron, and the crown chakra? We haven't done that in a while on the show.
Yeah, here we go. So crown chakra closing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and third eye closing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so this is going to be, you know, you need to do this yourself. This will not work on the archives.
Okay. All righty. This is an interesting question. Can I use the Love It Out of My Life principle on alien programming and abduction like we do with physical ailments? Like, I love being abducted. It's the best. I can't wait to be abducted and programmed again.
I'll tell you, that won't work. Remember, that has to work with your body's DNA, so I don't think it would work that way because you're being controlled. I don't think you can cut off that control medium because it's in your DNA. You know, and you don't want to wave that alien flag out there, you know.
Right.
Up there. I'd love it. Yeah. Good idea, but I don't think that's appropriate for that.
Right. I think we should stick to our physical or emotional stuff that are more human, more Earth-related. So, Ron, unfortunately, it's time to say goodnight. Our next show will be Monday on VBS Radio Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, so please join us for that. And tomorrow is an 8-hour healing call with Ron. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and it's 8 full hours of healing on Creation Lightship like we experienced tonight. You can go to Ron's website and sign up for that. He does a lot of water charging, and it's a wonderful day. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. And on that, we get rid of alien critters that's inside of your body causing problems. We talked about situations being on timelines and being abducted every 10 minutes. So that's what the Thursday call is about. And you select a physical problem, and then we take away the aliens that are connecting to you every 10 minutes. So we get rid of those energies so that maybe they will leave you alone and you know, you can get a lot of help. On the expos, I do this for people, and a lot of their aches and pains and problems leave them. So by doing the Thursday call, that's real beneficial, and we also make you real. So if you want to become real, here we go. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Do this probably every hour, be good for you. So here we go. Command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards now. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Hopefully tomorrow. Bye, everyone. Good night.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.